What's up, Packers fans? Welcome to Carry the G. I'm Aaron Nagler, and as always, joining me live from Green Bay is Corey Banky, my partner here at Cheesehead TV.
What's up, Corey? On, Packers
7-1, baby. Best record of the NFC.
Probably the best
team in the league.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's funny, you know, like Thursday, everyone's like, "Oh, what a great win, 7-1! This team, amazing!" Blah blah blah. And then the Cowboys win a game last night, and freaking ESPN this morning is like, "Oh, this is the best team in the league." It's like they so quickly forget.
Come on.
I mean, yes, my goodness. And you know what else people have forgotten on the national platform, but we never forget. The guy, the man, the legend, the reason we're all here, ladies and gentlemen. A man who needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyway. Coming off a bludgeoning performance last Thursday night when he ran for 78 yards and stole the souls of more than a few Cardinals defenders. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. A.J. Dillon. Give it up. What's up, A.J.? There he is.
What's going on? Glad to be back.
Good to see you. How are you, man?
Good. Fantastic. You know, great victory Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I can't beat it.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, it's kind of interesting how Packers fans, like sitting on the outside, were so nervous for the game, and it happened so quickly on a short week. But then there's that kind of, like you just said, like that kind of period afterwards now. We got a mini bye week. Can you completely shut off? Are you able to, like, the second that game is over, you touch down back in Green Bay, and you're just like, I am out of here, and just disconnected from football for an extended weekend?
Yes. Absolutely. I don't know if that's for everybody, but, you know, it came at a – I think the way our season is set up, you know, we've had a lot of tough games and everything, but, you know, we got this mini bye week seemingly halfway through the season, and then we got another four games, and then we have our bye week, and then, what, another four or five games after that. So it's almost like now we're just, like, quarter by quarter if you're, like, looking at it like a football game. So it's really nice.
Yeah. Going back to the game itself, when did you know – was it – kind of intimated or talked about during the week as far as the game plan, or was it something that happened in the course of the game organically that you and Aaron were really going to pound the rock? Because you go back a week ago in that Washington game, or a couple days before this Thursday night game, you guys together had 9 carries, and then you fast forward to Thursday night, and I think the two of you had just over 30. I mean, there's obviously a much bigger kind of emphasis on running the football. Did you know that was going to be the case going in, or did that just happen during the game?
You know, in that room, we always plan something we always talk about. We talk about being the spark, and it doesn't always happen that it's us that is the spark. Sometimes it's something the receivers do or the defense does, but we always plan to ignite the offense. That's kind of our goal. We want to get it going, stay ahead of the chains. And, you know, going this week, obviously we're down a lot of players headed into the game. Short week, you know, everybody knows the story. Odds stacked against us. Underdog story, go out there, victorious, trusting 12, and everything will come true. But, you know, we were definitely, you know, ready for a workload. We didn't know exactly what it was going to be. But, you know, we kind of were laser focused in the running back room this week.
Well, you were very focused when you were running over somebody to pick up and convert a fourth down. I mean, how much pride do you take in yards after contact? Because I know Field Yates put it out after the game. You averaged 2.47 yards after contact per carry since entering the league, which is the best in that category since you've been in the NFL. How much pride do you take in the fact that somebody might hit you, but you're not stopping?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in that, you know, especially, you know, being a bigger back and everything. I take a lot of pride in, you know, being able to not go down in that first contact. That's something I've always prided myself at. And, you know, back in high school, I did, like, one of my first interviews ever. It's really funny. I did one of my first interviews, and one of my best friends, Eddie Fish, he was one of my linemen, and I think it's my freshman year. And I watched, like, one too many Marshawn Lynch interviews, and the reporter was like, what's the success of being a great running back? I'm like a freshman. I've played 2 games of high school football, and I'm like, you know, I really just can't go down in first contact. And so, like, it was always a joke. He was like, hey, can't go down on first contact. He went down here. So, you know, I always send him like tweets and stuff like in college when I'm, you know, breaking all these tackles or, you know, last game I was like, hey, can't go down on first contact.
Can't go down.
I mean, so it's embedded it's so in my apparent. Mind now.
I love it too because, you know, the fourth down, like we mentioned, you're literally hit behind the line of scrimmage. Is that something you can kind of tell, okay, there's a chance I'm going to have to quote Marshawn, run through a motherfucker's face? Because, you know, they're stacking the box and there's a chance that I'm going to have to power through at least one guy.
Yeah, you know, for me, when it's short yardage or, you know, when we got to have it, I'm always, you know, as much as I can be mindful of the sticks and trying to get them. You know, the fourth and one, the guy was right there. It's coming around. It was either he was going to win or I was going to win. That's just simple one-on-one football right there. Somebody's going to win. And I try to make sure I end up with a lot of dubs on that side of the equation. You can ask Boston Connor about that one.
Oh, nice. Nice. I love it. Whenever you get a chance, you throw it in there. I dig it.
Always.
Hey, speaking of physicality and adding to a football team, I mean, the more you can do, right? Look at you, Mr. Special Teams. Big special teams tackle.
What?
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Are you like in there, like in practice this week going, hey, come on guys, if you know, Big 28 can run down there and make a tackle, you can do it too.
I mean, I start on most every special teams besides, what do I not start on? I start punt return, kick return.
You're going to say, are you in field goal block?
Field goal block, and I'm not on, and I don't start kickoff, but all those other ones, I'm in there. So, you know, but that was nice. You know, that was something we've really been working on, just a special teams unit, you know, really kind of the drive starts huge. As much as people don't like really realize it, like punts kind of like when you go get up and grab some chips and dip or whatever, but
hidden yardage,
drive start is huge. And so, I mean, we had that one, where we downed him at like ruled a fumble or a muff.
Right.
And we got the ball at the 2 or whatever yard line. So, you know, that was big. But it was nice to, you know, go out there, get a tackle. It was my first tackle since high school. So that
was it fun. Really? Is that down. True?
That's it really crazy. Was. I was thinking That's about crazy. That. While I was kind of giving you that long-winded, like, homage to, like,
AJ, we told
teams.
You there is no long-winded on the internet. Or
while I'm sitting
show.
Here, like,
talk for an hour
here,
if
like,
you want.
Preaching. Yeah, while I'm sitting here preaching that special team rocks, I was thinking of, like, when the last time I tackled somebody was, and I don't think I tackled anybody in college, so that was my first tackle since high school football, going both ways.
Wow.
I love it. See, all those tackling donut drills in camp, yeah. They don't go awry. They all mean something. All right, so let's bring in our whittled-down panel, because, first of all... Unfortunately, Tom Crabtree had to cancel on us. So shout out to Tom. He's still good, but he just had a personal thing come up, so he can't make it tonight, unfortunately. And Janet was supposed to join us from Lombardi Suite podcast, and she's apparently stuck in traffic. So Matub is here as the lone
Matub's here, though. Matub's here.
Company.
He's the anchor.
So, you know, Matub, no pressure, but we were counting on, you know, a bunch of people shooting AJ questions, and now it's all down to you, buddy. So whatever you got. For AJ, time to fire away.
Must have been something I said, I guess.
No, yeah, well, clearly, I've podcasted with Crab before. I think it's because he knew I was coming. He's like, I don't want to deal with this guy anymore.
Yeah. I accidentally told Crabtree he was the eighth best Crabtree instead of the
seventh. Oh dear! Wow!
All right,
this losing guess left and right.
What's up? What you got for
okay? So AJ. Football is my first love. Powerlifting is my second. A little while back, you mentioned that you have a 765 squat, which is not only impressive, but in the world of powerlifting, that would actually be the IPF junior world record. So in the 105 kilo weight class, that would be 231 pounds, give or take. So I'd say you're like a water cut away from there. The world record is 330 kilos, which is 726, give or take. So you're 40 pounds over the world record.
Okay. So
any chance you could compete in?
I could definitely. You know, when I'm starting to, you know, dwindle down, I'm not really, you know, as effective whenever that is on the football field in like 8 years from now. Like, I will just like put my heart and soul into just getting my quads as massive as I can. But yeah, no, I mean, when I was in high school, like, I mean, I was doing, there's times where I've done like 615, 645, and that's like senior year. I've hit seven before, seven some change. So like, I know I could definitely do it. It's just, you know, I don't max squat anymore. So it takes some training for sure, but I'm down to break some records. I was also told I have a perfect bobsledding body. So that's also on my agenda. I'm a very... I got lots of goals.
A lot of options, sounds like.
I want to get a key. Yep. I want to...
You could be...
I got tons of stuff, but I was told I was working out pre-draft. I was working out, and this guy, he was like an Olympic bobsled coach, just right place, right time for me. I got my newfound love, and he was like, hey, you have the perfect Olympic bobsled body for, like, to be the anchor, like the guy at the end. And I was like, really? He was like, well, what does that even look like? He was like, well, you got to be able to push. You got to get a lot of velocity. And then you got to be quick enough and agile enough to jump in. I was like, hey, like, I can do that. The quads can get to high speeds.
So Marquise Goodwin, the wide receiver Marquise Goodwin, he's a triple jump. Why couldn't you be an Olympic bobsledder?
Oh, I thought you were going to say triple jump. I was going to say, did you see my Lambo leap?
See, he gets there before we can. That's good, AJ. That's well done. Cut it off at the pass. I like it.
I was going to say, follow-up question. Since you mentioned your Lambo leap, another poor Lambo leaper was John Kuhn, also known for taking third and one carries as the upback. Traditionally, the fans would yell Kuhn when he would take the pick. So now that you have a third and one carry as a fullback, should we like yell quads or something? Like,
okay. No disrespect to the fullback role. I'm a running back. I was in there. That's the play call. That's the design. I don't want to get carried away with the fullback thing. I still line up 8 yards back in the backfield.
You want to get downhill head steam?
But whatever it takes. If we need it, I'll do it. Whatever it takes.
What would you want your chant to be, AJ?
Quads.
Yeah.
Quads. Okay.
Well, we'll have to get all that right. Going when you guys are back.
I don't know
in
if I have that.
Actually, okay. Have you ever seen what's the? I know I was just watching the Michigan State Michigan game. You know how they go green, go white. One side could go quad. The other side go Zilla.
This is a crowd that can't get
Lambo
together the wave like on defense.
I think the sound like, waves mixed with the cold.
You're like
air,
expecting a little too much.
How it would like mess with the defense's like headset, all types of things. Amazing. I just think we'd be onto something.
Oh,
I love that.
That would be sweet. Quad.
I mean, Zilla. We could get something going with the video board. Like, we could have you on one side and you on the other. Yeah. To like, yeah. I think that.
And you're like doing the thing. Remember when Reggie White was doing like
Matt
this?
And Corey on two sides of the stadium, just yelling by themselves.
There you go. Pretty much. Because like, probably get loud Lambo worked.
When get loud Lambo did work.
It worked on the big screen. So
I know you got more questions. Can somebody explain the roll the barrel thing?
Wait a second. So you've embraced Wisconsin. You want to like rule with an iron fist the area of Door County.
I don't know what it is.
He doesn't know.
No roll out the barrel?
Well, we had no fans last year, so it wasn't like any. Well, we didn't play that. And then this year during preseason, everybody's like, roll out the barrel. And I'm just like trying to figure out, like,
that's great.
It's like a chant we got like, going.
What the hell's roll out the barrel? Where's the barrel at?
Like, I want to get hyped on the sideline, too.
It's a classic.
Well, you want to explain, It's just, it's polka music. It's basically, it's an ode to Wisconsin having a ton. I mean, God, like my great grandfather, almost all my great grandfathers either were in a polka band or, you know, hired polka bands regularly. It's kind of an ode to classic polka music, and it was something that you played when you were at a party back in the day.
I'm a big 40 point buck guy.
Nice.
That's my favorite Wisconsin song.
Another classic. Okay. No doubt about it.
Oh, this is good.
Oh,
see, I'm a Youper, not a Wisconsinite, so we're used to the Youpers. You might have seen Second Week at Deer Camp. That would be our go-to polka.
They also sing The Bears Still Suck, don't they?
They get credited. It's like
I love my Green Bay Packers. They sing though, right?
They do. They do love the group. They have the Packer Backer anthem and all that. but AJ, I've been a Packer fan my whole life. I still don't know what a terrarial is.
Yeah, no one knows.
Wait. Since Janet couldn't make it, I do want to ask one of her questions. Since we were all on the squat thing in the record, do you have a pre-squat squat ritual? Like, is there something you do religiously or every time prior to the squatting that gets you this amazing power and Olympic level squats?
Well, you know, now that I think about it, you know, I kind of get under the bar, right? You know, I put my thumbs right where the grip starts. Hold on. Take a deep breath. Now I get out, grab some Mott's applesauce, chug that, and then I squat as much as I can.
You're such a pro. You're such a pro. Mott's has got to love you, man. Such a pro.
Yeah, I love Mott's, you know.
Obviously. Which, funnily enough, they're in the script today. So, you know, we were going to get there anyway. But I'm glad you jumped to it. Why don't we hit up Social Life, since it is.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
With a new, let's go, new Social baby. Life host today.
Wonder who it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, I am the AJ Social Life host because AJ, aren't you so excited to have me as the Social Life host?
Oh, yeah. Fire it up.
Oh, here we go. All right. So, AJ, you were watching the game, but no one knows what game you were watching. Let me see this graphic. And you were in Kurt Benkert replied to you. What game were you guys watching? What was going on here?
We were watching the UVA Duke game. I believe it was Duke there playing this whatever day that was, but super close game. Kurt obviously played quarterback for Virginia. So at the time, I think Virginia was up and they were like nonstop going back and forth scoring. I think the score ended up being like 60 something to 49. So high scoring game. Wow. You know, that other side of the ACC gets crazy. So. But it was fun banter.
We thought maybe it was a bet or something.
So
happy Halloween, by the way. None of us said happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I know it's a thing and then it's not a thing because now we're in Christmas, right? So happy Halloween. What did you do? I saw this thing with, you know, your favorite applesauce, Halloween trick-or-treating. How was that?
It was fun. So my fiance and I, it was her birthday. On the 29th. So we went down to Chicago. Since, you know, there's no long winded responses, I'm just going to dive into this. You know, I'm here for it. You know, you want to talk about love here. You know, we got back at 6, or I got back home at 6, and I had to get a haircut to look good, you know, and everything. So my haircut was at 9, and then we drove to Chicago at 10 o'clock and then spent the whole weekend down there. And then we came back and then we had Halloween with her cousins in Howard, I think. And so we went trick-or-treating with them. It was fun. And Ding Dong Ditch Jordan Love's house. And you know, had a great time.
All right. So wait, I feel like there's a story.
I said talk about love. You guys thought I was talking about my fiance. I was talking about Jordan.
Oh, okay. So wait, so what was the ding dong diss? I don't understand. Am I too old?
That
to
one
understand
went right over his head.
It did. I'm completely clueless. So wait, what's the ding dong diss? I got to know what this is.
You never did that?
No, I did the thing where you like have the poop and then you throw the poop against the thing, you light it on fire, and then they come out and they stomp on it.
Isn't that in Grown Up?
Or, you LA kids are so weird.
It's what? In Billy Madison.
Are you from LA?
Well, I lived there till I was like 12. I'm born in Wisconsin, but I lived there a long time.
Deprived childhood right there. I mean, that is tough. You probably
ding dong ditch. You just go up to someone's door, you ring the bell, and you run away. Like this, I thought everyone knew what that was.
Yeah. Do you sleep with your socks on?
No. Who does that? What do you think I am? A serial killer up here?
I mean, there's two. There's a couple.
Holy
things, there's
crap!
There's a couple of things I know. You know, don't trust people with two first names. Well, I wouldn't trust myself. Don't trust people who sleep with their socks on and never played Ding Dong Ditch.
Okay, well, I never played it, so there you go. Yeah, I'm one out of three. Okay, damn.
Anyone who goes by two first names, see, it's when they use both names.
Fair,
you know, John Wayne Gacy. See, two first names used.
Fair enough.
Gotcha. All right, so okay, now I'm really gonna age myself, AJ. I'm gonna boomer myself right here. So, Aaron Rodgers posted a video about Bitcoin, and he changed his header to this header on his Twitter. What do you think about Bitcoin? I saw you put this up here, Bitcoin to the moon, as that is, because that's like a Dogecoin thing, right? Or that's a Shibu thing. I don't know. I'm out of coins.
Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. It's you're not wrong. It is like a Dogecoin or a Shiba thing, essentially. You know, it is a cryptocurrency. But, you know, like I said earlier, when it came to, you know, playing away on the road in short week, you know, trust in 12 and good things will happen. So, you know, 12 says Bitcoin's going to the moon. I'm locked in. I'm all for it.
There you go. What else do you need? I guess that makes sense for me.
Focus. You see that?
Appreciate that.
Laser
yes.
Focus.
Yes. I love that. Last but not least, I know you're so ready to keep going with the segment. So you tweeted this, and it's pretty awesome actually. And I just note the morning, 5:23 a.m. So I'm imagining you know, getting home to Green Bay after this amazing win. You know, what was kind of the impetus to tweet this, and what were you feeling, and how were things going? And
we had a long flight. We had a little delay. We were on the buses for a while, and I'm just sitting there listening to my music. I couldn't sleep on the plane. I was like, you know what? Like, this is a really cool feeling. You know, coming back in that locker room, just, you know, obviously all the adversity we had in that game, just, you know, guys going out, guys not being there. You know, playing a great team. And, you know, it was like, I'm really thankful to be part of this, you know, and on this side of it. And, you know, it really is a family, and that's more than just the players and stuff. It's also, you know, it's also the fans and the coaches, but the fans were, you know, awesome. You know, last game against Washington, a couple of days before, I didn't have my greatest game. And, you know, a lot of the real fans were like, hey, keep your head up. We believe in you. We trust in you. And then, you know, I go out there and I had the game that I had, and they're like, we knew you could do it. And so just like little things like that, you know, not giving up on one another, same things that we do in the locker room. And so for that to extend, you know, just outside of, you know, the practices and the facility all the way to, you know, Joe Schmo, whoever, wherever, is awesome.
That's great. I believe Nagler, we got Janet. Janet, hey, how is traffic? What's up?
Coming in.
Oh,
coming in
the video.
At the end.
She's like, Janet, oh, I'm here. I'm out. Bye.
She's like, I'll see you. Janet, how are you? How is traffic?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
We got you.
All right. I promise I'm not this unprofessional, but I was like, I just got to get the closest thing. So I just got my phone and my iPod headphones, because I was like, whatever. Hey, what's up? Yeah, no, traffic is crazy.
Janet, how are you? Thanks for hopping on right at the last. Okay, look, I asked your pre-squat ritual question because I wasn't sure if you were going to be here, but I know you had another question for AJ.
Yeah.
So hit him up. What's up? What you got for AJ here?
So how did you feel knowing that you were going to be the key component to winning one of the biggest games of the season?
That's a good question. Well, I didn't know that I was necessarily going to be. But, you know, like I always talk about, when I get a chance to go out there, I do feel like kind of the responsibility that, you know, the coaches and my teammates and stuff are trusting that I'm going to get the job done. So to get it, I think it was 16. I had like 16 carries and I was out there for, you know, some pass protection, stuff like that. So, you know, to be out there and consistently like keep the chains moving, you know, I was really just happy to, you know, be able to kind of spark up the offense in certain times where if we didn't get that conversion, the drive would have ended. So, you know, that was awesome. It was cool to, you know, just play with a lot of passion. You know, I keep slowly throughout this season, like I'm just getting a little bit more milestones where I'm kind of feeling more confident and getting back to, you know, playing loose kind of how it was in college. I didn't think about anything. And so it's a cool process. I feel like I'm going through with everybody. So it's awesome.
That reminds me, I wanted to ask earlier in regards to, like, you got a lot more use and you were on the field a lot and you were converting and extending drives. How much do you think that plays into or kind of feeds into your productivity? Because, you know, we talked about it last week, you and Aaron, 9 carries this week, 31 carries. And we've talked about before on our show, Packer Transplants, about it really seems like you're a guy who really feeds off of a rhythm. Like the sense that you're getting carries, multiple carries in a drive. How much does that help?
Yeah. You know, I always like to say, you know, I can do it, you know, whenever it's needed, however little I do. But, you know, the fact of the matter is what I was accustomed to. So, you know, I guess what feels like the most natural, just looking at the past, like high school, you know, I was always getting the ball. In college, I think I averaged like 25 carries a game or something like that. So over my career. So I am used to, you know, a higher volume of carries. So I am like, once I get that sweet spot, I'm really used to, you know, kind of holding it. But I do think just, you know, being in the game plan, even more so in the pass game and pass protection, just making me feel a lot more comfortable. Like I was saying, it was funny. I was reading one of the comments on Twitter and somebody was like, yeah,
always a mistake. AJ, always a mistake.
I love the Twitter comments. I read them out to the bad game. I love that a lot. That don't bother me.
Right.
But somebody was like, hey, like, we get it. You're big bruising back, but like, you got 4 or 5 speed. Don't be afraid to use it. And like, I was honestly sitting there and I'm like, I really can. But like, I'm just so accustomed right now to like, make sure I get these yards. Like, you know, I got to start trusting myself and break it to the outside because I can run, man.
You can. I do. There was that one early in the game where it looked like you were going to try and take it. And then we were talking about a watch party, like, and then you can almost see a light bulb go off in your head and go, wait a second, I'm going to run through this fool. I think it was the last safety.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you thought, I don't got the angle. I'm just going to barrel into him. It was great.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun. It's a learning process and it's really cool. And, you know, I'm always talking in the running back room, you know, I'm the fastest running back we have. So, I mean, check the combine times.
Uh-oh. Bringing out combine times.
Wow.
The laser doesn't lie. Laser doesn't lie.
Is this something you hold over Aaron Jones? Is this something you like kind of give him grief about?
I wouldn't say hold over, but you know, he is my brother and all. And, you know, it's only right, you know. He's a big bro. I have to have my few things I can have, you know. And that's like one of them, you know.
Nice. Well, you know, AJ, Devontae claims that he's faster now than he was at the combine. You think Aaron has a shot at saying that?
Huh? I don't know. I don't really worry about the things. I just worry about what the numbers say.
You don't deal with hypotheticals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no hypotheticals, man. I'm really just a, you know, X's and O's guy. Laser doesn't lie. Yeah.
Laser doesn't lie. No vid, no did, all that.
Wait. Okay, so Janet traversed heavy traffic. Janet, do you have anything else for AJ before we head out? I feel bad. Like, you got here at the last second. I know what that's like when you're like, I'm supposed to be on and I'm stuck in this car and what the hell. Anything else for AJ? I'm sorry I asked your pre-squat question, but I didn't know if you were going to make it. So anything else you got for AJ?
Janet, I had faith in you. I knew you'd be here.
It's okay. No, it was. Yeah, no, it was really bad. And then the kids from Halloween, I'm a teacher. So the kids from Halloween, the day after Halloween, were completely terrible. So, no, it's all good. I'm just happy that I got to at least be on here for whatever time that I got to be on here and ask my question. But can you just like summarize what your pre-squat ritual is, just because I am a lifter and I'm always curious to know what people do.
Well, long story short, I eat Mott's applesauce. And so if you're interested in having more gains or just, really getting the best workout you can, I may know a guy that can get you some, and I'd be happy to get you his contact. And you'll be seeing, numbers that you never even knew you could throw up on the bar. But
I have it. I actually have one of the pouches in my purse. I carry them around. Oh. So I think I should be okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
I got my own dealer. So
I don't know if you have the good stuff though, but yeah.
Well. You know what, AJ, I'm a Sour Patch Kids intra-workout carbs kind of guy. So I think I'm going to have to change over to the Mott's applesauce now.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Get some converts.
Yeah. We love it.
What in the hell just happened? But that was amazing.
Appreciate you hopping on, Janet. My mom's a teacher, and I know all about the kids on the sugar high. So
oh yeah,
awesome. No, appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely awesome. I love it. All right, don't forget to head to ajdillon28.com for everything Quad Father, including some great merch, including a free signed Quad Father 8x10 with any order over $100. Be sure to check that out. For Janet, Matub, Corey, and of course, AJ, Aaron Negler here saying, keep carrying the G, and we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.
How's it going?